and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness audio training session. This is known as the J2W Project. I am Dr. Doretha Fields, and I'm so excited that you're back with us this week as we continue our journey to personal wholeness through God's holiness. This is going to be an exciting week for you because it's going to take you further along on facing your to-do list, the things that you would need to do to become closer and more dedicated to your personal walk with the Lord. I am going to encourage you with this week's Anchor of Wholeness. We're looking at week 7. It is on your journal page 34. This week's Anchor of Wholeness says, take a moment to hone in on what you have allowed to cause you to become overwhelmed. Realize that you must manage your time and your emotions in order to be whole. As I coach you through this week's Anchor of Wholeness, I'd like to share with you 7 steps to gain control of your life. You see, what's going to happen is there are some times that you're going to have to take a real positive and deep look inside to determine what it is that you have actually allowed to manage you and to cause you to become overwhelmed. You see, being overwhelmed is to be overcome and to be perplexed with physical and emotional forces that will tend to upset you or to overturn you. Well, this week, I'm going to give you the 7 steps to gain control of your life so that you're no longer needing to feel overwhelmed and out of sorts when things happen. The key here is to remember you can determine what it is that you allow or permit or that you make provisions for. It's up to you to determine how you're going to grant these things in your life precedence. How frequently are you going to allow these kinds of things that have been holding you back to make you feel overwhelmed? Well, I believe that the solution is that you're going to have to learn to manage your time and your emotions, because being whole gives you a sense of freedom and a sense of control over time and emotions. I'd like for you during this week's study to concentrate on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. Here, you're going to look at the 8 signs of moral excellence, the things that you and I have to possess in order for us to take the 7th step to gaining control in our lives. Why? You know that those 8 signs are going to be found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. It's going to tell you how you need to be able to hold on to these Christian virtues so that you would not fall and inevitably gain control in your life. Those virtues include faith, goodness, knowledge, then self-control. After that, patience or perseverance. Then your godliness. Then you're going to move by way of your godliness into brotherly kindness and then finally love. Well, then you would ask, how do we master these signs of moral excellence? Well, this is what we're going to talk about today. As you take a moment to jot down these 7 steps, I'd like for you to use these spiritual antidotes. What are the keys that you're going to be looking at this week that's going to help you gain control of your life? The first of the 7 steps is C. Clean out your emotional closet. Write down what or who even has caused you to be upset or out of sorts or feeling stressed. You see, storing unnecessary baggage clutters your mind and heart. So the first step to gain control in your life is to clean out your emotional closet. The second step is O. Open your heart and mind to allow the entry of good emotions and the exit of bad thoughts. You see, an open door has a way for things to come in and for things to go out. And so this week, as you gain control, when you're opening up your mind and your heart, allow good emotions to flow in, and at the same time, you want to make sure that you're allowing the exit of bad thoughts that have kept you out of control. Let's go to the next letter in the word control, which comprises our seventh step. The third letter is N. This stands for nourishing your spirit. You're going to have to nourish your inner spirit with the food of God's Word. This particular lesson scripture today tells us that we have magnificent promises that God has given to us, and so in order to nourish your spirit with food from the Word of God, read these promises that God has provided for your wholeness. The fourth step, the letter T, says take time to plan. You see, the best way to control your behavior is to control your time. What happens invariably is, if you allow to just be free-floating and you just really don't pay attention to the things that you're getting involved in life or the processes that you're becoming involved in, you and I inevitably may cause ourselves to become overwhelmed. And so here in step four, I'd like to encourage you to take time to plan. Actually think about what it is that you want to accomplish. Think about what you want to do. Plan your life. Plan your time. In fact, it's always a very good idea to tithe your time. Give God 10% of your day. A little bit later, I'm going to show you how you can actually tithe your time. But now we're going to go back to the fifth step of gaining control in your life. Of the word control, this is the letter R. It says resolve to protect yourself by refusing to permit external circumstances to disrupt your internal peace. What you're going to have to do now is to protect your heart and mind by ensuring that you kept the resilience so that you are not able to be overcome and overwhelmed by the things that are going on outside of you. Instead, you're going to guard and protect yourself by ensuring that nothing disrupts your internal peace. Well, how do you do that? That's moving then into step six, the O of the word control. It now says, overcome the need to control others. You see, self-control is godliness, but controlling others or trying to control others' thoughts and being actually breeds guilt. So you want to concentrate on self-control as godliness and avoiding any efforts, whether you have paid attention to them or not. Think about it now. Have you been trying to control the way others think, feel, or behave? Well, I would like to encourage you by saying you have got to be able to overcome that need to control others, because invariably that's going to put you in a place where you're sooner or later going to feel guilty about what you've imposed upon others as opposed to what God is trying to impose on them. And then finally, the seventh step is the letter L in the word control. Lay aside everything that you don't have to be involved in. You see, very often in your life, you and I have become so busy with taking on things that we really are not necessarily responsible for. You see, busyness, being busy all the time, sometimes blocks the blessings of well-being, because when you're invariably so busy, you're going to wear yourself out, you're going to spend so much time, and without proper rest and relaxation, you're going to rob yourself of the health and happiness that God intends for you. And so as you walk through these seven steps of gaining control, remember, clean out your emotional closet. Open your heart and mind to allow good emotion in and the exit of bad thoughts. Nourish your spirit with the food of the Word of God. Take time to plan. Resolve to protect yourself by refusing to permit external circumstances to disrupt your internal peace. Then, overcome the need to control others. And you're going to do that by finally, at step 7, laying aside everything that you really don't have to become involved in. Well, I promised you that I was going to give you tips on how to tithe your time. Typically, there are 24 hours in a day. This equates to 1,440 minutes. Of that, 144 minutes would be 10% of your time. This comes to about 2 hours and 24 minutes. Well, I'm going to encourage you to round it off to 150 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes. I call this the 5-30 plan. Take 30 minutes to exercise, 30 minutes of prayer, 30 minutes of Bible study and Bible reading, 30 minutes of meditation, and 30 minutes of journaling and reflecting upon the Lord's blessing. And if you will adopt this 5-30 plan, it'll give you a very promising way to tithe your time, to spend 10% of your time with God so that you can join holiness. And I want to now encourage you that if you have a friend who can enjoy this emotional and spiritual boost, why not email them a copy of this audio or perhaps encourage them to visit drteresafields.com and the journey will continue and you and they will be blessed. You can even download these messages, place them on your iPod, so that while you're exercising or reclining to bed, preparing meals, or even driving to and from work, it'll be a tremendous blessing for you. And so this week, as you study in-depthly 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11, remember there are 7 steps to gaining control in your life. And indeed, you can be whole. Be free and be blessed. Until next week, we'll look forward to your victorious living in Christ Jesus.